My name is Damir Dobrich. I'm Microsoft Azure MVP. And today we are going to talk about assessing Philips Hue devices by using of .NET Core. Before we start .NET Core and the API which we developed for this purpose, let's talk a little bit about Philips Hue system and how all that works. Before you start using Philips Hue systems, which consists of a number of similar devices, it is basically lighting the system, which has such devices, and a gateway, which is shown on this slide. This gateway talks to devices by using of Zigbee protocol at this point. But on the other side of this gateway, you can talk to the system by using of the REST protocol. To find a little bit more information how that works, please refer to official Philips Hue site. But to demonstrate how to use that, the Philips provides a kind of a debugger system for REST, which can be used to explore your lighting system at home. If you navigate to the IP address of your Philips Hue gateway /debug/clip.html, you will land to basically such a page, which can be used as a kind of REST debugger to send commands, REST commands to Philips Hue gateway, which will basically translate these commands to the appropriate Zigbee protocol commands, talk to devices or maybe sensors, and get you response by using of your requests. To demonstrate how that works, I opened the Chrome on the same address where my gateway is running. I opened this page, and by using of this page, I can take a control of this device. The URL which you are using in this system consists of the API slash your username, which you can obtain by several ways, which are described by Philips. And after that, you have to specify the ID of the device which you want to talk to and the state, assuming that you are going to send some information for this device. If I send, for example, something like this to the device, I'm going to explain that in a moment, where you can take a control of the light. If I want to change the lighting of this, I need to change the property, the state property, which is the brightness, and send the command put. But if I want to switch off this device, I would have to put the property on the false and send the command. Similarly, to switch on the device, I would use following. And if I want to change the color of the light, there is a system which describes how all that works by using of, I think, 16 million different colors. I could use, for example, like something like this and switch on my device on some color, which might be the green. This is how that works. I can change this a little bit here. And this is how this Philips Hue system works. Now, the question is how to do this by using of .NET Core. Of course, there are different ways to do that. But using of the REST is not very complicated, but in many cases, depending on the schema of the data, which is packaged in a JSON, which needs to talk to gateway, might be a little bit complicated. To simplify this process, we developed an IoT API, which you can find on the GitHub repository. And just to spend a few words about this IoT API, this IoT API has nothing to do actually with the Philips Hue system. It is basically a generalized API developed by DANET and University of Applied Sciences in Frankfurt, and it defines API and interface which specific vendors for specific protocols should very easily implement to be able to talk to any kind of device in the universe or even in cloud services by using a following API. First example is, let's create the instance of API in .NET Core. I would just simply say new IoT API and optionally could provide some specific parameter, which is not our topic right now. I can then, depending on the connector or protocol which I use, I need to specify the protocol which I will use. For example, api.useModbusProtocol. Depending on protocol which you are going to use, you will probably provide a different kind of parameters into the system. Because this API is designed as a pipeline, you can additionally insert different modules here, like use retry mechanism, or API use batching, or API use persistent store for storing of messages before they send to device, etc., etc. Depending on the module which you use and depending on the protocol, you will always use the same API, and at the end, the connectors, the implementation of connectors will do the right thing for you. In this specific case, we are going to talk to Philips Hue devices which implement Zigbee protocol. But our API, as in this example, is called Philips REST API. And this API has two parameters, which is your user ID of the Philips Hue gateway, which you need to obtain somehow, and your URI, which is the IP address of your gateway, of your Philips Hue gateway, which you are going to use. At the end, all you have to do is to call the method sendAsync and provide a command which you want to send to device. This is basically everything which you should know about this, assuming that you know which command you have to send to the device. Let's take a look how that works in practice. I'm going now to open our repository directly in Visual Studio from the Git. I cloned this repository, and the source code for this Philips Hue connector you can find here. Additionally, if you're interested, you can take a look on the implementation of IoT API, which is basically very simple, as you can see here. In the unit tests, there is a bunch of unit tests which we use to test everything working correctly. And let's pick some of these unit tests, like for example, get light tests. I'm going to start this unit test by invoking control RT command. The .NET Core is going to be compiled now, and this test will start in a moment. This test is basically calling the command which is called getLights. And getLights command is not going to switch on or switch off anything. It will just send the command to gateway, which will basically enumerate the status of all devices which are right now connected to the system. If you see, I'm sending the command and getting the result of this command and checking some assertions here. Interesting is to take a look into this command, and I see here that I have four devices connected to the system, and the first device is called LCT010. It is Hue color lamp, and this lamp has some name and so on. It has some status. This status here looks like this. Basically, what we are doing actually here is we are just serializing the commands into appropriate Philips Hue commands, which you have seen previously here in this thing. If I want, for example, to get some information about lights, I would navigate here to the API endpoint /lights and basically say get. And after that, I will get all about lights. If I want to get even more than lights, information about all systems, then I will just remove these lights. And this is the way how basically the REST API on the Philips Hue gateway works. All we do here, we are serializing and deserializing these commands which are native to the Hue system. This was the first test successfully executed, but interesting on this point is that we are basically in this API providing two different styles of the API. The first one is a typical .NET API, which you obviously see here, which is send async method. But there is also some API style which is more JavaScript aligned to guides to a programming, for example, Node.js and so on. In this specific case, we are not throwing any exception here if there is any problem, but we are providing here on success action and on error action in this case. So that means this API looks a little bit different, agnostically not really .NET-like, but more Node.js-like or JavaScript-like, but it works basically the same way. Let's take a look how this works in action. This test, which we are executing now, is basically doing the same thing which we already demonstrated. It is obtaining the status from the Philips lighting system. It doesn't change anything, but it's using just different API. I pressed F5 and the method is executed. The result of this method looks the same as I had it in the method executed before. This is how that basically works. I will just end with this method by continuing execution to the end. So let's do now a little bit more interesting things. Let's show how to switch on the light on the system by using of this API. I'm going to execute this test, which is called switch on light test. Switch on light test using a command which is called set light state, and it provides me the ID of the light. It provides me the state of the light, which can get optionally a bunch of properties. Properties which I have used here in this sample are very similar. Are, for example, on, it basically means switch on the light, and bri, which means brightness, which will be set to the maximum volume to 245. What I'm going to do now, I will execute test, and you see that the light of this has been changed. If you want to play a little bit with this, we can try to do a similar test, which is basically providing a little bit more information. The previous test, which I just executed here, now it's just switched on the light and basically can switch off the light by using it the same way and some intensity in the brightness of the light. Here, in this specific case, we are also going to change the color of the light. To do this, let's put a breakpoint here, Control RT, run the test. The test is compiling, as you can see here, and starting in a moment. Please follow how the light is going to be changed during execution of this test. So F5, and the light of this test is changed. As you see, it is very easy to work with Philips Hue system by using of IoT API and Philips REST connector system. But there are also more complicated scenarios which we are right working on now in the context of Internet of Things. And right now we are working on some specific field gateway which is able to connect Philips Hue systems to Microsoft Azure set of services. And they figured out that the API which we provided here is not very suitable to dynamically implement any kind of operation which we are going to use possibly. So that means that I sometimes do not know that I want to set light state, but because I'm going to receive this command from, for example, from somebody else who is sending me this command as a string, but I don't know that this is this command. To be able to do that, we provide additional, more generalized version of this API, which is not .NET-like and not Node.js-like, it is just Philips Hue-like. And this API looks like this. It is implemented in a test which is called toggle light untype test. And this API looks like following. I'm not going to send some typed command. I'm going to send Philips Hue command, which is a very top base class of all Philips Hue command, which we are providing in this API. And in this command, I have to deal a little bit with path and state and URI, which I'm going to use and send to the system. And now I have also put, because I'm going to execute put, I will put the brightness on this and put some intensity of the light. To execute this test, I'm going to do the following. So this test is very suitable for implementation of gateways to translate the commands which are coming as strings and not as statically typed commands, which is most likely to be used in typical .NET core applications. So as you see, I have executed and reduced the brightness of the light. So I'm switching back to presentation. What we talked about today, it was how to control Philips Hue lighting system by using of .NET Core based API, which was implemented as a connector of IoT API delivered by Daynet and University of Applied Sciences in Frankfurt. Thank you very much.